struggle is real. It's a second date update on the 20s with the Kayla Show on 102.7 The Bomb.
Okay, second date update on the 20s. We got Fat Joven.
Yes, sir. And Jack. And then what?
Hello, sir.
Should I introduce you first?
I know. Hi, everybody. Hi.
Like, we have Jack on the line, right?
Yeah.
And Joe does this thing whenever we get someone on second date update. He always has to give them like a very degrading nickname.
Well, because I read the email.
And he had a very devious smirk. Well, and so I wanted to throw him off by being like, Jack, we got Joe here. And I was gonna see how he reacted. And he was taking it
off. Joe, yeah,
that's me. Come on, introduce Jack.
Come on, Jack, be nimble. Jack, be quick. Jack burned off his little.
Thank you so much. See, that's why he had the devious smirk. Jack, you're welcome. I saved you, bro.
Yeah, you're welcome, man. Are you on or are you off?
You can just tell by Joe's face, man. He turns into a kid. And it's like cornolio. I was like, hey, cornolio, I need to be from my bubble. Like, he's just like waiting to pounce on Jack.
He does look like
okay,
that.
Okay,
he was like,
Jack, tell us about your date, my brother.
For sure. I met this really lovely girl named London on Tinder.
Ooh, Tinder.
Yeah. So we go
the
from
name
Jack
London.
Be quick to London Bridge is falling down.
Oh, yes.
So we grabbed drinks at the Row. It was just like a really nice date, and we decided to, you know, go back to her place to finish up some conversation and some other things.
Yeah, just okay. Audible sounds, not necessarily words, but forms of communication of thumbs up, good job,
or, done, or
you know, like, hey, buddy, there's a little room for improvement here.
Or this one, you're like, oof.
Yeah.
Jack and his beanstalk.
Well, I was talking about.
Oh.
Okay. Or like, you know, like,
thumbs up. Yeah, thumbs up. Good job.
Room for improvement.
Let's go.
Okay, so how'd that go?
So I think everything went really well. Like, everything was cool till the end. But ever since then, she's been super distant. And I just don't know why that is.
Oh.
Maybe it was a thumbs down.
Yeah. Like, in all honesty, while
Jack
you guys
has
were...
no beanstalk.
That's right. As I air quote communicating,
right.
Was her feedback more of a... Or was it more of a...
Better luck next time.
More of the Chewbacca sounding one.
Oh, really?
Well, they're both Chewbacca.
They both sound like Chewbacca.
This is a happy Chewbacca. This is an unhappy Chewie. Yeah, which one was it? Happy Chewie or unhappy Chewie?
Happy Chewie.
Happy Chewie.
I think that's how you were.
Well, yeah, I know. Yeah, you sound very enthused about it. I don't know. In your mind, she was
you're getting it. Yeah, oh, yeah, I know you love it. Oh, boy, yeah, this is the best you ever had, right?
Almost there.
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing how things interpret in our own minds.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, what was the girl's name, Jack?
London.
London. Okay, we're going to give her a call right now, if you don't mind. Well, you're pretty quiet to begin with. Just be you. You ain't going to say anything anyway, apparently.
You're good at that.
Yeah, Joe, MJ, and I will do the talking. We'll figure out what happened and see if we can get you all reconnected, okay?
That's awesome. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. All right, here we go.
That's a very
like in this day and age of all the people that call, like, I cannot tell you how many financial institutions. By the way, London, I'm sorry. I should probably introduce you who we are before you hang up on us.
Freaked out.
Yeah, I'm assuming this is London.
Yeah, too late. Yes, this is London.
Too late. She's already freaked out.
Oh, you already know. Oh, hi, London's Keola.
I'm Joe.
And I'm MJ.
No way.
The Keola Show, 102.7 The Bomb. Good morning.
That is awesome. Good morning.
Hey.
Good morning.
Go ahead, Joe.
He's London Bridge is falling down, falling down.
Yeah, okay. You got to get it out of his system, ladies. Otherwise, it's just going to fester in there, and he won't be able to focus on the conversation. I say that because I can relate. I'm the same way.
He is.
I'm 100%. Oh, yeah. Well, let me tell you why we're calling. But before we get to that, we are on the air. So legally, need your permission to keep this conversation going because we called you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
That wasn't.
Okay. Sure. Okay.
That sounded exactly like the unhappy Chewies.
Yeah. What was that?
I'm lost.
Oh, me too. You don't sound happy at all.
London, we're calling about this guy. He took you to Robar, and then, you know, you guys went back to your place.
Yeah. That
is Jack. Correct.
It
and
is
you
Jack.
Haven't
right.
gotten back to him since. Is there a reason why?
Yes.
Okay, well, I mean,
awesome.
If you don't, would it be for you to share that with us? Why?
Very strange. There's something very strange.
No. Really?
It usually is on the second date update. Yeah. What could it be this time?
Oh, man. So.
Oh, I bet you've never heard this one before.
Oh, really?
Try us.
Go ahead, have at it.
Okay, so my man seems normal. You know, until we head back to my place to, you know, we're about to go there. And then he goes, hey, get out of here. You can't be in here right now.
What?
I'm like, I don't have a cat. Wait. Is my house haunted? It's just me. There's nobody else but us.
Yeah, was he talking
That's
to you?
I'm,
or?
Like. I'm like, are you telling me to leave? Because that would be weird.
So Jack,
and he kind of ignores me and he just keeps saying, you gotta go, you gotta go.
What?
Yeah, what the hell?
Well, I mean, I guess it would be better than, are you coming?
Yeah. Well.
Are you coming or not? Because I am.
Yes, I'm going.
I'm going.
Either way, it's going to happen,
right? Right. Yeah, C-O-M-I-N-G.
Yeah,
you know. Location,
what is happening? Is there, who's in the bedroom with me besides you? He turns to me and goes, oh, sorry, that was Jimmy. He's just being a total d*** right now.
That
there
was who?
No one else
Jimmy.
There but
Who's
me.
Jimmy?
Is this a Jimmy hat?
That's a nickname for my guy.
That's what she seems down.
I need the feeling.
This is a good one, buddy. You gotta go.
Yeah. I don't care if he said sheepskin.
Joel.
Is that what he named his thing?
That's what I named it before.
Well, you gotta don't want to leave, bro. You need him to stay. I need you to be participatory in this.
Yeah, like I should get a word in, maybe? I don't know. He tells me, you're not going to believe this. He's like, oh, yeah, I didn't tell you about Jimmy yet. He's my imaginary friend.
Oh, what?
Jimmy.
Jimmy?
Like, I'm supposed
Jimmy
to go,
cricket.
Oh, okay. He's been his friend since he was a little kid, and he won't go away. Like Drop Dead Fred?
Yeah.
Oh.
I haven't seen that one
kinda
yet.
Kind of follows him around. You should see Drop Dead Fred. That's like, you guys, in fact, I'm hanging up until you watch Drop Dead Fred, and then call me back, because that's what was happening.
What?
Don't hang up. But
when
I was young, I had an imaginary friend. My mom used to bring this story up all the time. His name was Moke.
Moke.
When I was super young, I don't even remember
really?
Him. It's a long time ago, and I
you
used
ever
to blame
take
things
Moke with
on
you
Moke.
To some girl's bedroom.
I was just a small kid. Kind of weird, man.
No, but he brings Big Moke with
That's
him.
That's right, Big Moke. Yeah. Put that
in, man. Hey, how are you? Nice to meet you, London. My name is Joel. Meet Big Moke.
That's it, man. Yeah.
And you know why he's Big Moke, huh?
Why?
Because he gives you the big poke.
That's right.
There you go, yeah. Moke the poke, bro.
Even the weirdest part, there's weirder. I'm just staring at him because he's just told me that his imaginary friend is in the room.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Jimmy is.
And then he says, do you think it'd be okay if Jimmy could just stand right there and watch? He doesn't want to leave the room.
What?
Yeah. Oh, hell no.
Give him a hand if you like,
bro.
Yeah.
He needs to help us.
You know what? Apparently, Jack and I have a lot in common. I too have had an imaginary threesome.
That's right, cuz.
In reality, it's just me.
Just me and my two friend hands.
Yeah, yeah. Well, one's got a phone in it.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Like, dude, I have to get up early tomorrow. Maybe we'll do this some other time. Just because I didn't want my head to be in a box under his bed, you know?
Yeah, that would throw me off too. Well, I don't know.
Wow.
Different for girls and guys, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, if she hot and she's like, look, Lacey, I need you to go. And I'll be like, who's Lacey? It's like my imaginary friend over there is like, can she watch? I'm like, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
Does she participate? Yeah. How old is Lacey?
You want to be involved in this or not? Like, she can be a spectator. She can be a participatory person. Up to you, bro. Whatever, Lacey. What would you? I would talk to Lacey if she were that hot. Lacey, you do what you want to do, girl.
Right.
But I'm about to do this. Me and Big Mulk.
I'm going to air hump somebody.
He'd be over there and we'd be like,
bam!
Yeah.
You like that, Lacey?
Yeah. Yeah. Come on, your turn, Lacey.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Girl, I know you like it.
You barely talk now, huh?
Oh my God.
The big mock every time is a winner.
Oh my God. You all guys right, are well, so bad.
Every day for you.
Yes. This is what we do.
This is what we do. Yeah. Yes.
All right. Well, yeah, let we got Jack on the other line. He had called us to call you. He was not sure why he didn't get back to him. Yeah. So between your rudeness and his imaginary friend.
Yeah. Jack is small kind of office guy.
You guys should go out again. You guys are perfect for each other.
Yep.
Jack, no, so I just want to make sure this was like an imaginary friend from your childhood that you just never dissipated throughout life.
Jack, are you there? Jimmy, are you there?
I mean, at least his friend is quiet, too.
Apparently, he was talking to Jimmy.
Yeah, Jimmy.
Yeah, sorry. Tell Jimmy he has to wait. You're on the phone with us now. So, tell us about Jimmy.
Like you said, Jimmy's my best friend. He's been my friend since I was a kid.
Okay.
We kind of do everything together. He just kind of follows me around, and, you know, it's cool.
To my recollection, I don't remember having an imaginary friend.
Yeah, me neither.
We should probably, like, go to the source here in Joe. At what point in time does Mulk
show
disappear?
Up. Oh, disappear.
Mulk disappeared from my memory a long time ago, so I don't
from
know.
From your imagination, your my memory. Imagination. You remember him because you brought him up a second
ago.
Well,
Mulk was a big part of my family's life at one point, I believe.
Was he really?
I used to blame everything on Mulk. Like, it wasn't me. Mulk did it. You know, that kind of thing.
Was your mom ever worried about you?
Well...
She's still
I'm sure she never stopped.
Him.
I'm sure she never stopped worrying.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe I need to call a professional.
Yeah.
So, but like, what age do you believe that Mulk kind of
it had to went be away? Somewhere in like first or second grade.
Really?
I don't remember when Mulk was at
his pinnacle in the first and second grade.
Yeah.
And probably like fourth grade.
I got to ask my mom that question.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, what happened? Did you guys have a falling out or something?
Hmm.
Yeah, he stole something, so I kicked him out.
What did you steal, Joe?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. So, Jack, yeah, I mean, as an adult, once again, I don't know how to really relate to this because I never had an imaginary friend as a child.
Me neither.
But I envisioned that imaginary friend kind of goes away over time, and this Jimmy person...
Leaves you alone. Yeah.
Yeah, is so kind of existed in your life since.
I mean, yeah, I mean, with some people, I think it's easier. Some people do, like, a blanket or a teddy bear, and then it's kind of harder to keep that in your adult life. But an imaginary friend, like, if you don't screw it up with them, you could just... have your right-hand man forever.
Do you talk to your imaginary friend in public?
I mean, if he's, like, pestering me, but usually I just kind of let him be.
You just ignore him.
Be on the bus.
Huh. What happens, you know, a good question. What if you're with friends and you guys are grabbing drinks?
Yeah.
How do you address Jimmy? Or do you even address him? Like, what do you do?
Yeah, do you buy him Jimmy's a drink, there? Too?
Yeah. Well, he doesn't really drink, but, yeah, he'll hang out with us
sometimes. Do you have a chair for him, too? Like, is there just an empty chair sitting next to you?
The whole time, yeah.
I feel like he's super gracious. So he doesn't really take up space like that and doesn't want to sit.
So he just kind of stands behind you and breathes down your neck like...
Jeez.
Yeah, that's a good drink. Watch out, you've already had four shots.
What does he look
really
like
tonight?
Just a dude.
He's just a dude. Does he look like you?
Color hair? Yeah. Does he kind of like a reflection of yourself?
Yeah, like, you know, family. It's like chosen friends, chosen family.
Who pulls more girls, him or you? And then when he does pull it, are you able to sit in this corner of the room and watch?
Does he hit on other imaginary girls in the room?
I'm pretty sure he's asexual, so...
Okay.
I don't know why I was, like, shocked, you know, that London was being weird about it, because, like, he doesn't really care, you know?
And then, Jack, out of sensitivity reasons, I want to be very sensitive. Like, have you seen someone about this, a professional?
I don't think I need to talk to anybody about it. Kind of just...
For what it's worth, I go to a therapist every week. I have teletherapy. It's very beneficial. No, I mean, you may want to talk to somebody about it. Okay. Well, I just care about your well-being and, you know, like, moving forward. Because if I were getting it on with a girl, all joking aside, and she was like, stop it, stop it. I'd be like, oh, my God.
Well,
okay.
You're
doing it to me. First of all, I'd freak out. And then number two, she'd go look in the corner of the room and be like, sorry, I'm talking to Lacey, my imaginary friend, or my friend that's obviously imaginary because there's nobody there.
Right. Yeah.
I'd be
gone.
I'd be kind of like, wow, I've never called that person back. Jack. And I think I speak on behalf of Joe, MJ, and London. We're all of the same mentality for this.
Right.
Right? So moving forward, you go on dates, this happens again.
Maybe
you're
going
to have this whole experience recurring. This is probably something you should talk to a professional about.
I don't think it's that big of a deal. You know, he's way more than just like an imaginary friend. Like, he's like my best friend. So I don't think I want to like talk to a professional about like getting him out of my life. Usually he's pretty cordial, you know. Like, if I really need my space, he'll chill out.
Okay.
So it really hasn't been an issue.
You don't prefer like an animate, tangible person as a best friend?
Too, yeah.
I mean, sure. If, you know, someone wants to come in and fight for that spot. But I mean, like,
it's kind of hard when you got Jimmy there, because I don't think anyone's going to want to be your best friend, because it's
blocking right now.
Yeah. He's F blocking. He's friend blocking you. Well, you know what, London? I'm going to throw it out to you, because, Jack, I would take what London has to say and her experience, and hopefully that convinces you to talk to someone about it. Possibly.
Jack, that's scary when that happens to a woman, and you shouldn't scare women. It doesn't make us want to keep going out with you, but seem nice, and maybe Jimmy, you know, you two can work things out. Maybe you leave him home for dating in the future. But
I mean, yeah, he has other stuff to do.
That's my suggestion, man.
He's not a scary dude at all. So.
Okay. Well, Jack, is Jimmy with you all the time?
Like, very scary.
Yeah.
Jimmy makes you look bad. He's not a good reflection on you. He makes you look scary.
Especially if you have to tell him, you gotta go.
That's right. And we just had a listener call the other week and say, like, do you have a reference for a therapist? And we've got plenty.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So feel free to reach out. Just someone to talk to and kind of work things out. But then what happens when you go, is Jimmy in the bathroom with you?
Oh, yeah. That was a good one, bro. High five.
Bite down on this and give it a good hold. Sometimes he's got to hold on to something, grit and bear
it.
Yeah, rip it out.
Poop it right now.
Just cheering you on. Cheering you on while you're dropping the two skis there.
Oh, buddy,
you're doing good. Don't worry about it. Don't need to cry. I know you're tearing up right now.
Oh, you got this.
You got to come on. One more big squeeze. Okay. Yeah, I love you, bud. I'm always here for you.
Yes.
Jack, I hope some of that resonated with you, because it sounds to me, which I agree with London, that as long as you have your imaginary friend, who, by the way, just to let you know, is imaginary, Jimmy, will be a deterrent from your A, finding other friends, and B, finding love in life.
Yeah.
I mean, in this situation, it sounds like it. Yeah.
So why don't you message us at the Keola Show on Instagram? I've got two therapists in mind. Well, two that I've gone to in the past, not for imaginary friends, but for having too many.
Yeah, that works.
The different kind friends.
All have benefits.
Yeah. We worked our way through that one. That was an uncomfortable conversation because they're both female therapists.
All right. Well, London, I'm assuming if you'd like, we'll be happy to pay for dinner and drinks and, you know, see where it goes from there and go out with Jeff.
I don't want to distract from Jimmy and
therapy.
Let them converse. Thanks, so good luck, Jimmy.
Jack.
Good Jimmy, luck. Jack, yeah.
Yeah, Jimmy.
Yeah, I mean, if you can't roll with me and my best friend, you know, then.
Yeah, I can't hang, man. I'm sorry.
Why wouldn't you want to roll with me and the invisible homies?
I know my limits. That's all I can say is I just know my limits. So it's cool.
Well, Jack, I got to ask you a question before we conclude this conversation.
Yes.
Has any woman ever agreed where you're like, can Jimmy watch?
The more, the merrier.
Yeah. What do you think? Am I doing
need help too, yeah.
Usually he's not, you know, around that much when the magic is happening, so it hasn't really been a problem.
Okay.
Oh, okay. So this London got the invisible star treatment.
My lucky day.
My lucky day.
Zero stars for me.